Bandwidth for Inside the Net is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Inside the Net with Amber MacArthur, episode 29 for July 21st, 2006, online calendars. Welcome to Inside the Net. Leo Laporte here, Amber MacArthur there. Of course, from your point of view, Amber, I'm there, you're here.
Yes, that's true, Leo. You're right. But you'll be here soon.
Yes, I hope you'll still be there when I get there.
I definitely will.
And don't come down here, because then you'd be here and I'd be there.
And that would be a problem. But we have Skype, so we'll be okay.
Thank goodness for Skype. We're going to talk about calendars today.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Scott Mace about online calendars, and he's been following the online calendar world on his blog, which is Calendar Swamp, and really talking about calendars in terms of them syncing up with each other and operating and playing fair with each other, which doesn't happen a lot. So we're going to talk to him about what's going on in that space right now.
I've known Scott for a long time. He's a computer industry writer. He's written for some of the best computer magazines out there, and it's kind of nice to know that somebody's paying attention to this calendar swamp and making an effort to drain it. First thing I guess we asked Scott was what his dream calendar environment would be.
Yeah, Leo, I have a dream. The dream is that we can share calendars without caring about what service or what software we're using and without necessarily paying anybody a monthly fee or jumping through hoops.
Seems a simple thing.
Yeah, and it seems like a pretty good dream, but I know we're kind of far away from that being a reality.
I felt like we were getting closer. I mean, Apple's done a good job with iCal in terms of syncing, and it has some good sharing features. And then I thought with Google Calendar, I thought we were getting closer. And there is a iCal format, which is independent of Apple's iCal, seems like we've got all the pieces.
Yeah, and some of those pieces are working well. As you point out, Apple's got some good working pieces, so does Google. Those two particular don't always work well together with each other, but the biggest problem has been Microsoft Outlook, which I would say most of the world's calendars are stored in right now, and Outlook has not played well with others.
And what do you think is kind of the biggest buzz right now in the online calendar world? Because it seems like every time I turn around, there's a new calendar launching online. And, you know, one week it's Google Calendar, the next week it's something else. What's kind of the buzz right now?
Well, the buzz right now is we're starting to see some actual interoperability. There was just some news this week out of Miami that a group called CalConnect had interoperated 7 different calendars, free busy info. If you have ever used a calendar, you know you can publish your whole calendar, or you can just publish the time blocks when you're free and when you're busy. They got 7 different vendors, 7 different projects working together. BDWork, which I never heard of, Google, Lotus Notes, Exchange, which is the server component of Microsoft Outlook, Oracle Calendar, an enterprise thing called TimeBridge, and an open source thing called Chandler. And so they're making some progress.
Chandler is kind of a neat project. Isn't that Mitch Kapor's project?
That's one of his many projects, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And he's been working on it for a good long while now.
That was kind of the dream of Chandler, I thought, was this kind of interoperability. What is missing from the puzzle? I mean, do we need a standards body? Do we need a standard calendar format? Do we need a micro format?
I think what we need most of all is customer demand. I think people need to go to their calendar supplier and demand that they provide some easier ways to interconnect. And if nobody does that, I will guarantee you there will be businesses that will spring up to fulfill that demand. And we've started to see some already, like Trumba and AirSet.
Who do you think does the best job of a calendar right now?
I haven't really spent a lot of time picking whose calendar is best, but it does look like Google has hit on some cool things that integrate their mail with their calendar, and I think a lot of people are trying to copy that. My wife, who's an Apple bigot, she thinks Apple iCal is the bee's knees and some great things in there. She does stuff with colors in her calendar that I don't think most calendars
it's
could dream
purdy.
Of doing.
It's purdy. describe, we're all iCal users, I think, Amber and I certainly. But describe what your perfect calendar situation would be.
Well, perfectly, we would have synchronization that you could control how much you expose that to somebody else. There might be a husband and wife situation where you want to share every single thing. There might be other husbands and wives where they just want to see the free busy on each other's calendars. Then you might have more public situations where you really don't want to expose any of your personal information, nor do you want it to be stored on someone else's server. You just might want to have it as a service, and it would be kind of like an invitation, sort of like a social network. Say, you know, I want to see this part of your calendar, or I'm going to, you know, some show next week. Show me when you're free and busy at that particular show. So I think in a perfect world, there'd be all kinds of choice. You could have the privacy you want, you could have the public exposure you want, and every kind of thing in between.
What do you think in terms of someone who's using an online calendar or a calendar on their desktop? For instance, I am an iCal user and I use it all the time when I'm on my computer. But when I actually leave my computer, I can't get in the habit of really looking, you know, having that calendar some other format. How do you think people should really be able to manage their calendar, you know, when they actually leave their computer? What's the best phone on an iPod, or what do you think really makes the most sense?
Well, I think our gadgets have to get smart about where we are, and that includes every computing device. So it needs probably to know a lot about where I am. Oh, he's leaving the house. Let me blast his latest calendar to whatever gadget he's walking out the door with. So it's always in sync, and I shouldn't have to go back and press some buttons or set some reminders that, oh, gee, I have to synchronize this stuff up. Much the same way now our email can kind of follow us around, and I love being able to be on the road and check my email. Even though I have a POP account, I can still check it online somewhere, and it just kind of follows me around. Calendars are nowhere near that easy to use.
It's funny, because I think this is kind of a new need. I don't remember 20 years ago people saying, I want to have my sync my calendar with my wife's. It's almost something that technology has generated, and of course we're so busy now, but it seems like something, really this is almost something new on the horizon.
But the need is very old, Leo. I mean, I've run into so many people since I started my blog that say, gee, you know, I've got a paper calendar somewhere still, and it drives me crazy, and if I have a family or even a small work group, I'm always constantly having to send emails back and forth to get in sync with people. So the need has been there. I think that we are seeing some progress on the technology, and also I think on the business model, because there is going to be more than one way to monetize this, pay for it, and there'll also be some free services.
Can I ask what your calendar setup is? Because I'm imagining it's probably pretty good.
I keep my primary calendar on a pocket PC running Windows 2003 mobile. I occasionally synchronize it with a desktop. I also keep a Google calendar, and no, I can't synchronize both directions between them, but I have been able to blast things, I think, out of Outlook and into other things. I've had more trouble getting things into Outlook. And I kick a lot of tires. I try everything. I have an AirSet account. I have a Trumba account. So I guess I'm more of your wine taster than somebody who's got a favorite bottle.
Yeah, and like you, I haven't found the perfect solution. Do you think it's an issue of finding synchronization software that works, or is it an issue of settling on standard formats so that we can share easily because we're all using the same format?
Ultimately, I think it's going to be an encrypted service that is extremely low cost, reasonable, and that just lives in the cloud somewhere. Like the rest of our data, it's really moving into the cloud.
So you have one central calendar store that everything pulls from or updates to?
Yeah, I think Google is making that very widely popular. The concern at this point is we still have too many cases where those servers aren't secure enough.
Right.
So ultimately, yeah, I think that's going to be it. There'll always be some privacy zealots who really don't want anything on anybody else's server. I mean, think about the power of subpoenaing somebody's calendar. Where were you at this particular point? A lot of people get the heebie-jeebies about that.
Yeah, good point.
And do you think there's ever going to be a time where people just say, hey, forget all of this technology and I'm going to go back to a day planner? Because I think I'm almost there.
Oh, there's already a movement. It's called the back to paper movement. And a lot of these people are burnouts from the Palm devices. And they've already gone back to index cards and paper calendars.
Amber was using the hip pocket for a while. Did you
pocket mod, yeah.
Yeah. Did you abandon that or do you still use that?
But I still think, you know, sometimes I'm a fan of a calendar on paper because I need to be able to simply bring it with me and write on it because, you know, appointments don't always come to me in front of my computer. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, now you have devices like the iPod, which are great for displaying a calendar, but there's no way to input information.
Right.
So if you have to change a calendar, what do you do on the iPod?
I have Windows Mobile 2005 on my phone. I have a BlackBerry. Both of those get synced to iCal on my desktop, and then iCal uses the .Mac synchronization services to sync to my other machines. And then if I need to get Outlook updated, I can do it from syncing either the BlackBerry or the phone to my Windows machine. And that seems to work, but the problem is you get a lot of trashed and duplicates. It's not reliable, I guess. And it doesn't solve that publishing issue at all.
Right, and I won't underplay the reliability issue. I've seen some very strange bugs, things like if you have a repeating event on the last Thursday of the month, maybe it'll drop one of them every now and then.
Right.
So we need more reliable services, and that goes for not just between calendars, but within a calendar itself, we still need more reliability there.
I think Google's a good candidate for the calendar in the sky. I mean, I think they're pretty close. They at least will import most calendars. And you can access it. And it has the public versus private publishing feature.
Leo, have you been able to run Google Calendar with no problems on your Mac?
Well, only as a web device. I am not able to sync it with iCal. But I was able to. It does import iCal just fine.
Because I'd heard there's some problems with Safari and Google Calendar, but
I don't use Safari. I use Firefox. That may well be. Yeah. Google Mail had the same kind of problem with Safari early on.
Yeah, my wife has used Camino with success.
Yeah, Camino's good. And that's now if Camino works, Firefox should work. Anything based on Gecko would work. So, yeah, I use Firefox and I haven't had any trouble at all. It's pretty nice. It is not solving the calendar problem from your point of view though. What's missing?
Google Calendar. They don't understand devices very well yet. There's a lot of chatter on the Google Calendar blogs about when are we going to have plugins for Google Calendar that let them sync with the Pocket PC or other mobile devices. I expected, just given the hype around Google Calendar, that we'd have those plugins by now. And there are APIs that Google has published, so I don't think there's anything technically holding it back. I guess there's just a harder problem than some people thought it was going to be at first. But when it was first announced, people were sending me emails saying, oh, Google Calendar will solve all these problems in 30 days. And I'm still waiting.
And I'm just checking out on your blog that you mentioned something called Companion Link for Google Calendar. Does that help the synchronization at all with devices?
Yeah, I certainly think there's going to be a range of plugins and extensions that somebody's going to hit it out of the ballpark, but right now we're just kind of watching all these evolve and seeing which one is a runaway success. We hope one of them is.
I'm crossing my fingers. I really am, because I could use it.
Yeah, I could really use it too, and it's kind of amazing to think how far we've come with technology, and yet something as simple as a calendar, we really haven't hit the nail on the head yet, and there's so many issues going on. But
Leah, one more thing, and Amber, that Microsoft is doing something which is puzzling to some of us. They're introducing a new calendar in Windows Vista called Vista Calendar, and it isn't completely synchronizing with Outlook.
Apparently
you're going to require Exchange to synchronize between these two different Microsoft calendars. And when I asked them why they're doing that, they said, well, these two calendars are serving two different markets. I'm very puzzled about this, and I'm still waiting for Microsoft to more fully explain this. Maybe when Vista ships, we'll know.
They're changing Outlook anyway, aren't they? They're the new Office 2007 doesn't have Outlook anymore, as I remember.
Well, there's still an Outlook product in Office 2007, and there is new iCal support in that. But what I was told is there's no way in the first release it's going to sync perfectly with Vista Calendar. Vista Calendar is aimed at more of a home market. Outlook is obviously aimed at more of a corporate market.
Right. Yeah, if you need Exchange servers, a home user does not have access to Exchange, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Scott, if for anyone who is interested in following what's going on with news in the calendar world, they can check out calendarswamp.blogspot.com. Will you be reporting the news as the maybe Google Calendar takes the lead?
Absolutely. I've got my little spies out in all corners of the calendar industry looking for hot news. And I'm also going to OSCON next week where there'll be some demos of the latest version of Chandler. And always something interesting happening.
Great. Scott Mace, it's great to talk to you again. I've been reading your stuff for so long, and I'm glad to know that somebody's out there on the forefront fighting for calendar interoperability.
Well, thank you both.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Scott. And I think he's right. You know, I was just thinking about it this morning when I was in iCal and I was playing around with my calendar. I think, you know, iCal is great when it's sitting on my desktop. And I actually, there's a hack that you can do with iCal so you can get the iCal widget to sit on your desktop so you don't have to go into iCal.
I like
so
that.
It's great. So at least you can see what's happening in your calendar. And that's kind of saved me a lot. But as soon as I shut down my Mac, then I don't have it synced up anywhere else. So it's a bit of a pain. So, you know, I can't wait to see what happens in this space.
I had a Franklin planner. I've done all sorts of, you know, Palms, Trios, everything you can do. But right now, I think iCal is pretty close. Apple's iCal is pretty close. There is a standard, the iCal standard, a standard file format, ICS. In fact, I can now book an airplane reservation and download a little ICS file that I double-click and it loads into my calendar, whether it's Outlook or iCal. So people are, I think, more aware of the importance of calendars. I have a feeling this is something that's going to be solved in the next few years. I hope so.
I hope so, too. And I think Google Calendar is great. You know, I've played around with Google Calendar quite a bit, and it seems to be pretty good. Obviously, especially if you're a Gmail user, it just is an excellent solution because of the way that it syncs up with that. Hopefully there's one great solution that happens pretty soon because I know we're getting busier and busier all the time,
right.
Leo.
Well, there are three bright spots on the horizon. There's Apple's iCal. There is Google Calendar. And I think Chandler, which he mentioned briefly, is also very important. This is an open source calendar. Calendaring move, and I think because it's open source, it has a good chance of success, or at least setting the agenda going forward for calendaring. Of course, Chandler is in a very very early stages and has been for a couple of years now, so it's not really usable yet. But at least they're doing the work.
Good. Well, at least we have Calendar Swamp to check into that world. It's great to know that there's someone out there, like you said, who's really following along and trying to figure out what happens, because we can't all dive into these, you know, specific sort of areas so deeply.
Next week, we're going to celebrate a birthday party. July 24th is the second anniversary. I can't believe it's only 2 years old, of Ruby on Rails. And we're going to talk to some Rails people, maybe even the creator of Rails, David Hanemeyer Hansen. Without Rails, I think a lot of Web 2.0 wouldn't exist. It's a really neat development environment. So that's coming up next week. We'll do that one live from the Drake Hotel in beautiful Toronto.
Yeah, it should be fun. I can't wait till you get here. And you'll be here and you won't be there anymore.
Yeah, Leo. And then, yeah, you better stay there. Don't move.
I will. I promise.
We're going to start doing a series of Inside the Nets from the Drake, because it's just the hippest place in Toronto. And we think we can get some really interesting web people out there. So that'll be kind of fun, too, starting next Tuesday. Thank you, Amber.
Thanks, Leo. And have a great weekend. I'll see you in Toronto soon.
See you next time. Inside the Net.